after writing two transformational books myself and supporting many other beings to do the same, I've become enthralled by the deep and mysterious magic that's activated when we choose to say yes to ourselves and commit to the book writing journey. Of course, we want to inspire change and new perspectives in our readers, but the transformation that happens as an author, both throughout the writing process and by actually releasing your book into the world, is surprisingly potent. I know I've been blindsided in the most disruptive and delicious ways by some of the changes my books have brought into my life. Writing a book is like casting a spell. Although we can never be completely sure what's going to be unleashed during the process, we choose to do it anyway. This Unbound One is a heroic journey. Each book has the potential to be a magical portal, a doorway to a new world, both for you and your reader. Each book has a very specific medicine that it's here to share with us. And each book gives us the opportunity to alchemize the magnificent imperfection of our experience into gold. The truth is that anyone can write a book. We could all get a few thousand words down and put them together. But what fascinates me is what happens when we allow the book writing process to go deeper. When we say, fuck it, get naked and dive way down beneath the surface. Letting go of the shoulds and any need to be acceptable, sensible, or approved of. What fascinates me is what happens when we make ourselves fully available to being transformed by the very act of writing a book. This is Unbound Writing, and this is the process we'll be exploring together here in the Unbound Writers Club. I'm Nicola Humber, author and founder of the Unbound Press, and I help magical beings to write the transformational book they're really here to write at this time. I'm your guide here in the Unbound Writers Club, and the aim of this podcast is to help you to feel supported, encouraged, activated as you embark on your book writing journey. Whether you're a first-time author or have many books out in the world, my hope is that you will find something here to inspire you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Unbound Writers Club. How are you doing, magical one? Today, I am speaking about the completion process for your book, and specifically, like how to know when your book is complete, like when is it done? And also, once you get to that point and you have the first draft of your manuscript, what do you do with it? And how do you edit your first draft without letting kind of the doubts, the fears and doubts get in the way? How do you move through those to actually get to the point where you can birth your book into the world? So the completion process is, like, obviously it's a vital stage of the whole book creation journey. Like, if you don't actually get to the point of completing your book, then I was going to say, kind of almost what's the point? There's always a point because you are learning something every step of the way in your book writing journey. But with a book, it is one of those things that you are actually able to get to the point where it's like, okay, this is done. You can go through the process of releasing it into the world. You know, if you've got a paperback or hardcover version, you actually get to hold it in your hands. It is something that can be complete. And there's a lot of things that we work on in life that are not like that. They're kind of ever evolving. So it's something really special about a book that we are able to experience that sense of completion. But how do you know when you've got to that point with your book, particularly if you are writing in this unbound way where you don't necessarily start from a place where you have got your whole book mapped out and you know exactly what's going to be included? You know, I very much encourage writers, authors to let go of this idea that we have to like know what all our chapters are going to be before we start writing our books. We can let it be this unfolding process of exploration and discovery as we go on the book writing journey. But what that means is that we have the challenge of knowing when it's done. So one of the ways you can approach this, like I always talk about the reader journey, the journey you want to take your reader on, which you might not particularly be aware of right at the beginning of your book writing process, but at some point it's helpful to kind of take a step back and look at it from this perspective of like, okay, where is my reader going to be when they come to my book? Where do I want them to be once they've read the book and they come to the end? So that can help you to tune into, okay, does it feel like I've done that with what I have here? And the thing is, when we're waiting for that kind of knowing that our book is complete, very often, it's interesting, it's paradoxical. Because very often it's not going to feel like that. This question, like, how do I know when my book is complete, came up in the Unbound Writing Mastermind recently. And like, I can find myself contradicting myself completely when I answer this question. Because in some ways, your book is never going to feel complete to you. Because, yeah, particularly with these transformational books, that, you know, we tend to be writing as unbound writers. We're sharing an element of our experience or elements of our experience. And there's always more we could share. Like there's always more you could be putting into your book, more stories, more learnings. Like we're never done. We're on this ongoing, unfolding, transformational journey. So like to us, it's like, well, how can my book feel done? Because there's still so much more that I could share and there's still so much more to come. I don't feel complete. So how can my book feel complete? So the first thing to know is that there can always be more books. It doesn't all have to go into one book. And I'm sure there will be more than one book for you if there's not already. So that can kind of take some of the pressure off that, oh, I have to kind of get everything that I feel called to share in this one book. It's like, no. So there's something in just letting it be complete, letting it be enough, knowing that it's enough, what you have written. As long as you have that sense that, yeah, okay, I have taken my reader on a journey. And maybe that's not completely the journey you expected it to be, like nearer the beginning of the process. That can evolve and change. But if you can get to a point where it's like, actually, this feels complete for now, then that is definitely enough. And I know maybe it sounds like I'm talking in riddles, but that is the nature of this. We kind of have to make a decision. Like I talk about making a decision at the beginning of your book writing journey, like committing to the process, saying, yes, this is happening. I have decided. And it's the same at the end. We have to make that, you know, have that similar energy of like deciding, yes, this is complete. This is done. I know I could put more in. Like you could always put more in, but just letting it be complete. So you get to the point where you have like at least a first draft of your manuscript. And what do you do next? What do you do at that point? So it's when, like, this is when you would kind of be going into the editing process, like going back through everything you have, checking for spelling and grammar. Like, I wouldn't recommend that you get too into that at this point. Like, when you're going through, obviously, if you notice things like that, fine, but I would always recommend that you hire somebody to proofread and edit your manuscript so that you're, because one, we get really blind to our own words. We can look at it so many times and still miss things. But also, like, you kind of don't want to be in that energy of kind of looking out for errors and typos when you're looking through your own work. You want to approach it from a place of like, how is this going to feel to the reader? And is there anything else that I'm feeling? Like, do I need to expand on this a bit more? does it feel like I could leave this piece out? So yeah, you're looking at it like that rather than getting into the nitty gritty. Of course, like I say, if you're noticing things as you go through, by all means, change them. But certainly when we're at that like first initial draft and it feels like we've reached that stage of completion, that part of the process, I wouldn't necessarily go right into the nitty gritty then. And at this point, I would also say, rather than going straight into an edit, it can be helpful to take a bit of time out from your book, from your manuscript. You might even feel a sense of disconnection. And this can be a way of knowing that your book is complete, because you get to this place, it's like the energy kind of drops out of it a little bit. And that can feel quite scary. It's like, oh my goodness, I spent all this time creating and writing this book, and now I feel like I've lost connection with it a little bit. And that might just be a sign that it's done, it's cooked. It doesn't need anything kind of new coming through from you. It doesn't need you to be in that really active, creative place. So I know that certainly happened for me, and it's happened with many of the writers that I've worked with as well. And it can feel quite, like I said, it can feel quite scary and it can feel quite strange. It's like, oh, like, it's almost like it's not yours anymore. And that is a sign that it's ready to start going out into the world. So it can be helpful to have a little bit of a break between getting to that point of like, you've got your first draft, it feels like it's pretty complete, and kind of going into more of the editing mode. Yeah, just having some space from your book, having a break where you can just see if anything else wants to drop in, and you can come back to it fresh. Now, at this point, if you are going to take a break, and even if you're not, it might be helpful to let somebody else read what you have. And that could be more than one person, maybe. Maybe you have some people, like trusted people, who could be test readers for you. I kind of don't like that word, test readers, but I couldn't think what else to say. People, and like I said, people that you trust and that feel aligned with you, you may want to share your first draft, your manuscript with them to see how it feels to them. And if you're going to do that, I would just be really clear about what you're looking for. Like, are you looking for really detailed feedback? Do you just want a sense of how it feels to them? Are you interested to know if they would like to see anything else in the book, if they feel there's anything missing, if they have any questions coming up? Like, let people know exactly what you want to receive from them. And I know it can feel like a scary thing to share your writing with others, like particularly when we've put a lot of work into something. And you don't have to do this. You certainly don't. I think some people would advise, oh yeah, you always want to get kind of beta readers, test readers to have a look through your book and like act on their feedback. I'm kind of come from the place like, yeah, do that if it feels good, but also operate from this place of trust that you know what you want to share better than anyone else. And yeah, trusting that you've got this. Okay. But like I said, that can be an option. This is something that I do for our authors at the Unbound Press before the manuscripts get passed over for editing to one of our editors. I actually have a first read through, very much as a reader. So I'm definitely not in editing mode because I'm not an editor. So I'm not looking for like spelling or typos or grammar or any of that stuff. I am just noticing how it feels to me as a reader, and I will make notes and suggestions based on that. You know, if I feel like if I'm really curious about something as I'm reading it, or and I'm thinking, oh, I'd like to know more about that, or this question's coming up for me, or I feel like I want to hear a bit more about something, or I'm not quite clear on something as I'm reading it. That's the kind of feedback that I'm offering. So kind of that high level, like I said, very much approaching it as a reader. But you can absolutely do that for yourself. But like I said, I would recommend, if you have the time, just taking a little bit of a break from your book once you get to this point, that kind of initial first draft completion place. When you do come back to your first draft and you are going through for that first edit, a piece of advice I would recommend is to make the process as pleasurable as possible. Because very often, like these final stages of the book writing journey, they don't feel pleasurable. It can feel like pulling teeth, to be honest. It is not my favorite part of the process. And it is like that kind of actual birthing process. We're getting ready to actually kind of push our books out into the world. I'm so not about the push, but I'm using that kind of birthing analogy. Not that I've ever given birth to children, but I've heard a lot of people talk about it. And it can feel like that, you know, it can feel like quite an arduous process, like this process of labor. So what I recognized when I was, particularly when I was birthing my third book, Unbound Writing, and I noticed myself getting into this place of, oh, I'm really not enjoying this, reading through my book for like the umpteenth time to see if there's anything I want to add or change. It's like, actually, how can I make this, how can I enjoy this process? How can I make it pleasurable? So whatever you need to do to get into that place of pleasure, maybe that's the environment that you choose to be in as you're editing your book. Maybe it's kind of music that you listen to. Maybe you choose to move your body, like dance or kind of go out in nature or whatever you want to do. Maybe you take yourself off somewhere like gorgeous, like on a retreat to edit your book. Go and book a hotel room for a couple of nights or a cabin in the woods, like whatever you need to do to make it pleasurable. And even, that can be quite small things. It doesn't have to be taking yourself away. You can do that in your own home, in your own space. But rather than going into this really like heady place of, okay, I've just got to kind of suck it up and do this, it's like, how can I bring pleasure in? Like we would do in the writing process, it's exactly the same in the editing process. So, you know, very much as you can, reading it as a reader would, like coming to it, trying to come to your manuscript as fresh as possible. And it can help at this stage to actually be reading your book out loud. So reading your words out loud, we experience our words differently when we're actually speaking them than we do if we're just reading through our manuscript. Like we can really go into autopilot when we're reading it, but when you are actually speaking the words out loud, you will get a better sense of how they're flowing. And if there are any bits that feel a bit sticky, then you can make changes to that. And you will feel more deeply connected to your words as well. So often in the Unbound Writing Mastermind, we have show up and share sessions once a month where the invitation is to like speak some of your writing, like share some of your writing by speaking it into the circle. And very often a woman will be like, oh, well, I'm not sure about this. I've written it. I don't know if it makes sense. So, you know, I just want to know how it feels to you. And they'll speak the words and it's like, oh my goodness, that was the most powerful thing I've ever heard. So, you know, if you are noticing that you are going kind of into autopilot, you're feeling a bit disconnected from your words, maybe you're feeling a bit bored with what you've written, which is a totally natural response because you're going to be very familiar with what you've written. You're certainly familiar with the experiences that you've been writing about. So although there can have been all of this emotion when you were going through the initial writing process, by the time we get to this stage where we're moving towards completion and we're in editing mode, we can feel like almost a bit bored with it. So actually speaking your words can help you to reconnect with them because it brings through a different energy. And if doubts start to bubble up as you're reading back through, I mean, this can go either way and it can go both ways at the same time. You can be reading your words and be like, wow, I can't even remember writing that, but it's really freaking powerful. That happens a lot. And also you might be reading your words and those kind of fears and doubts, like who would want to read this? Oh, like I'm not expressing myself very clearly. Who's going to be interested? Oh, probably not a good enough writer. All of this stuff can come up. Now, what I always say during the writing process is that if something is coming up for you, I invite you to bring it to the page. And you can do that during the editing process. Say you're reading through a section and there's some particular doubts coming up, like, oh, maybe that was a bit too much, or I wonder how the reader is going to receive this. Maybe they'll think this about me as I share this. You can just add a line or two in acknowledging that, because that can really help to kind of shift your energy, but also create a deeper sense of connection with the reader. So say you've shared something, a particular story, and like I said, this doubt comes up of, oh, maybe I've shared too much there. I would just add a line or two as you've shared that, just say, and as I've shared that story about myself or that aspect of my experience, I notice a fear bubble up that maybe you think I'm too much. Maybe you feel I'm too much. And I wonder if that's something that you experience at times as well. Now, you would probably put it much more eloquently than I just have, but that kind of thing, like as the doubts are bubbling up, like you can bring them into that first draft that you have. You can be adding bits in where you're acknowledging it, because your reader will all be experiencing exactly the same at different times, and it will create a sense of connection. It makes it feel more personal. You're like speaking to one person. And that's definitely another thing to look out for. You know, as you read back through your first draft, make sure that in your writing you are speaking to one person rather than having the sense that you're speaking to many, because you want it to feel like a really intimate and personal experience, like a one-on-one connection with your reader. But most of all, through everything that I've said, like take time to celebrate that you have got to this point. Like once you've got to this point of completion, and there's kind of different stages of completion, but when you get to every stage of completion, like first draft, that first edit, when you have the absolutely final manuscript, when you actually hold your book in your hands, like celebrate every step of the way, because so many people don't get to this point. Like it is freaking amazing to get to a point of having a first draft. It is phenomenal to get to a point of having a completed manuscript and to actually birth that book into the world. So celebrate your achievement. Really, it's huge. So do something special for yourself. So if there are any kind of questions that bubble up for you around that, let me know. It's something that's kind of not spoken about too much. We can talk a lot about the beginning of the journey and like how to get going with our books, but actually getting to the point of completion can feel a bit more mysterious. So if there's anything that I've said that you're like, oh, but I've got this question, reach out to me and let me know. I am at Nicola Humber on Instagram. That's the best place to connect with me. Just send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. And as ever, if you are feeling the call to write your book, or if you are getting to that point of completion with your manuscript and you are wondering how to release it into the world in the most impactful way, we would love to speak to you about that at the Unbound Press. We work with writers at every stage of the journey. So right from like somebody who just has that initial spark of an idea, we can hold space for the whole process. But we also work with writers who, you know, have pretty much have got a completed manuscript or certainly a first draft and are looking for support through the publishing process and, you know, really birthing their book into the world in the most powerful way. So if that is of interest to you, please do get in touch. As ever, you can go and take a look on the Unbound Press website, theunboundpress.com. But I would be very happy to hear from you personally again over on Instagram. I'm at Nicola Humber. All right, my love. Well, here's to completing your book and releasing and sharing it with the world, because it is so very needed. Cheering you on every step of the way. And I will be back with you again soon.